Chapter 1. "Get back here," Amber called, crawling on hands and knees after the toy lion that bucked and thrashed under her coffee table like an agitated bull. Every time she reached for it, the little thing jumped away from her on its tiny beige plastic paws. Amber wasn't quite sure what the little creature was up to. It seemed possessed, if she was quite honest with herself. But whatever it was, it couldn't be good. Amber's specialty was using her magic to animate plastic toys she then sold in her shop below. But every once in a while, like now, one of the toys took on a personality of its own, and it was rarely a pleasant personality. A low, guttural growl reverberated next to her, and she turned to see her cat, Tom, watching the flailing toy with unmitigated alarm, his pupils blown wide. At the sound of Tom's distaste of the situation, the lion stilled, halting its little plastic meltdown and focused its attention squarely on Tom. "Oh no. Tom Cat," she said, voice low and even. "Don't run. If you run, it'll chase you." The tiny lion adjusted its posture, its feet solidly on the ground in a wide stance, threw its head back, and roared. The sound was loud enough that Amber felt a slight vibration in the floorboards beneath her hands, but it wasn't a display she would have labeled terrifying or even awe-inspiring. Tom, however, arched his back, tail puffed out, and hissed with a ferocity that even made Amber flinch. Tom took off in the other direction, nails scrabbling on the wooden floor as he struggled to find purchase to aid in his escape. He didn't have far to run in Amber's tiny studio apartment. The lion gave chase. The thing was surprisingly fast, a little too fast. Amber lunged for it as it went tearing past her, but her hands met only air. "Hold still, Tom," she called as she hopped to her feet, not sure where the cat was now. Another roar sounded from beneath the bed, followed by Tom hissing and spitting in response. The dust ruffle flapped as Tom went sprinting from his usual safe space, the tiny lion hot on his tail. Amber scurried after them, yelling at the lion to stop and for Tom to calm down. They ran under the dining room table, wooden table and chair legs smacking together like discordant wind chimes. Amber darted around one side of the table, then the other, hardly able to keep up. The lion was no bigger than a cell phone, and its teeth were made of plastic. They couldn't do that much damage. But she couldn't very well explain that to Tom. Allie sat on the kitchen counter, keeping a reasonable distance while she watched with mild concern, her tail wrapped around her paws. "Are you going to help your brother?" Amber asked. Allie squinted, her eyes closed. Amber dropped to her knees again, just in time to see the lion lunge for Tom's tail and chomp down on the tip of it. Tom screeched like he was being skinned alive, then bolted out from under the table, the horrible lion holding on to the end of Tom's tail even as the cat bucked and flailed, trying to dislodge it. This was even worse than the time Scarlet the dragon had come to life, and then released a ball of flame that melted her own body just before that same flame set the curtains on fire. The dragon had terrified Tom, but hadn't gone after him directly, at least. This lion had pegged Tom as his next meal and wasn't letting up. Finally thinking to use her magic, Amber focused on her magic thrumming beneath her skin like a dull electric current and willed a burst of it outward. She imagined it like wisps of swirling blue smoke, even though her magic was invisible even to her. She pictured it forming two hands that scooped up either creature, and just like that, the pair was quickly lifted from the ground just before Tom attempted to seek safety under the bed again. The lack of gravity's pull startled both animals enough that Amber was able to run over and grab Tom. She tucked him under one arm and used her free hand to detach the crazed lion. Once her focus shifted, the spell was broken, and the lion was newly possessed by the desire to rend flesh from bones. Amber extracted the lion, a tuft of white and orange fur clutched in its tiny jaws, then tossed Tom onto the bed. He hit the fluffy comforter with all four paws, hissed once more for good measure, and zipped to the floor and underneath the bed. The lion wiggled frantically in Amber's grasp, all the while attempting to spit out the fur so its mouth was free to attack her cat.